This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have a simple question for you, those of you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you feel more sensitive towards race or less sensitive towards race? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What I mean by that is, when somebody says racism and has a call of racism in whatever form, are you like, oh my gosh? Oh, are you defensive or are you finally going, huh, yeah, not going to quite buy it this time? See, I have a theory. You can test it out and let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think most of your friends, your family, your acquaintances, you think they're now coiling back when they hear racism? Or are they finally going, you know what, I'm done with it. I don't care. I'm tired of hearing it. See, I believe that the majority of Americans are sick of it. They've gotten very tired of hearing that every single issue is a race issue. Cop shoots black guy, race. Oh, had nothing to do with him dealing heroin and shooting at the cops. You know, had nothing to do with him doing a home invasion, carjacking somebody, committing a rape or something. No, it was just cop hunting black people. People are going, oh, wait a minute. We're not buying it anymore. I have another question for you. Oh, by the way, so I do want you to let me know your thoughts. Contact me where you want, Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. But I want to know, are you personally more sensitive to race or less? When you hear racism, do you care? Or is it like it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago? And when did you make the transition? Just give me a general idea. I don't need anything in particular. But just general idea. And then secondarily, if you want to follow up, Friends and family, acquaintances, people you're talking to, do you ask the question? Now I got another question for you, for the Kevin Jackson Show. Taking an informal poll, who discusses race more than anybody? Let me ask this question of you. How often does race factor into your life? If you're going to some coffee place and there's a barista and there's a white one and a black one, do you intentionally go, I'm going to go to the white one? Or if you're black, you go, I'm going to go to the black one. I go to the one that's available. The one that goes, next please. That's the one I go to. But I can guarantee you, if you were to have a white and a black barista, they both opened up simultaneously, and you as a white person went to the white barista, just because of proximity, or maybe they gestured or whatever, there would be a leftist who would accuse you of being a racist. Yes, it has gotten that stupid. For those of you who are questioning Kevin Jackson and the Kevin Jackson Show, it is that stupid out there. So I'll ask the question again. Who thinks about race more than anybody? When you hear of a racial issue, is it a Republican bringing it up or is it a Democrat bringing it up? Yeah, I think you know the answer to that. It's a Democrat. For example, O'Rourke claims that the shooting in El Paso is racially motivated. It's based on white nationalism. But he doesn't say a word about any of the shootings that occur when black people shoot white people. What's that based on? There was a kid, a teenager, who was shooting at cars in his neighborhood. I don't know if you guys saw this story. Did you guys see this story? You guys saw it? You got it to me? No, I don't think so. I think I saw it on Twitter before you guys got it to me. Anyway, producers always want to take credit for stuff. Look, black kid shooting at white people in his neighborhood, driving through and saying, I don't want any white people in my hood. Do you believe this is going to be a topic of discussion on CNN or MSNBC? You think they are going to make an issue of a kid committing a crime, a teenager with a weapon, by the way, I don't even think he should have one. I don't think that's legal. And then he's committing a hate crime, shooting at white people in his neighborhood, telling them, stay out of his hood. This is where America has come. Let me tell you something. White leftists, you... What I'd like to tell you, I can't say on the radio, but here's what I will tell you that I can say. You people should be beaten. You really should. These people are fomenting racial hatred at a level that I don't believe has ever existed in this country. Black people in the 60s had every reason to hate white Democrats. And you know what we did? We said, screw you. We'll overcome. We will do better. And we created this mystical, magical beast in the 1980s called the Black Conservative. The person who said, I'll show you government. I don't need you. I'll take JFK's New Deal and I will make it in such a way that I'll prove to you what Martin Luther King said was legit. I don't need you. That's what we did in the 1980s. We created this archetype. And that archetype, quite frankly, is saving this country. I'm not going to overplay it because I believe it takes all of us. But white conservatives being able to say, look at these black conservatives. Look at how fearless they have to be. And seeing us as role models has strengthened your backbones. And it's something that the left doesn't have. The left points to their victims. They point to their victims. I will tell you, I'm not a victim of America. I'm not a survivor in America. I am victorious in America. So proud to be born here. I mean, I can't even see straight sometimes. I'm like, oh, thank the Lord. I'm American. But anyway, these guys do nothing. These leftists do nothing except talk in race terms. Pick up anything. Cummins, it's about race, this and that. Any member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Half these Democrats are apologizing for slavery. They all own slaves and they're apologizing. I mean, their family did and they're apologizing for it. Meanwhile, accusing you, the right... conservatives, right-thinking conservatives, of being mean-spirited people as if you own slaves today. It's ridiculous. How long are you going to let this go on? It's unbelievable, boy. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this white supremacist shooter and put this all in perspective for you. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like, members of the press, what the f***? Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what he's been doing in this country. He's not tolerating racism. He's promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence. He's inciting racism and violence in this country.
Democrats need to find themselves a new strategy, and they need to do it quickly. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That was Beto O'Rourke polling at, what, 2%? Something like that. He cuts his campaign short so he could go back to El Paso where the shooting occurred and accuse Donald Trump of being a racist. If you came from Mars or something and you landed on this planet, you'd think Donald Trump was the baddest, mean mother white nationalist on the planet. He's committing crimes in place. I mean, this dude is the Santa Claus of crime. He is all over the place committing crimes. Against Latinos, against blacks, against women, against Arabs, you name it. Trump is the boogeyman, 844-551-8255. Democrats, let me just pimp you something, a little strategy here. The strategy of making Trump a racist is not going to work. It isn't. Here's what I want to warn the Democrats. And look, it doesn't matter what I tell them. There are people out there that say, Kevin, don't tell them what to do. It doesn't matter. They're losing. They're going to lose. And let me tell you why. Number one, every time a Democrat opens his mouth and claims racism about some nonsense, BS, whatever it may be, they give Trump a solider base than he had before. It can't get much more solid. Think about every political race, the ebb and flow of, first of all, your own base, and then moving the needle from the moderates in the opposite party. And in some cases, moving the needle of the opposite party doesn't mean bringing those votes. It means getting people to not care about the other side. The Democrats, every time they falsely accuse Trump of being a racist, and they misquote him, and they think that this media bludgeoning is going to do it, they're losing big time. Donald Trump, I don't think in history has there been a more solid base of support for a president than Donald Trump, outside of the first term of Barack Obama, and he wasn't president at the time. He was a candidate. In 2012, Barack Obama had lost that base of support. It had eroded to nothing. And if the Democrats were true, if they were really being honest with you, they would tell you that Barack Obama is as popular as untreated syphilis. He's not anything close. I'm going to go a step further. Somebody said Michelle Obama is the only person who can beat Trump. I will guarantee you, if Michelle Obama ran against Trump, she would get trounced. She can run as a vice president or whatever. I want you to understand that everybody saying these things think they know what the pulse of America is. The pulse of America is what I'm telling you. It's not what these polls are trying to tell you. It's not what these pundits and these Holly weirdos are trying to say. Michelle Obama would get her butt dragged through the mud just like Hillary Clinton. She'd lose in a landslide against Trump. And whoever they pick, whatever stooge makes it through this process, is going to get their butt kicked, but good. So understand that. Feel good about that. Feel good about it. So the Democrats' only strategy is to make Donald Trump out to be a racist. He doesn't like Mexicans. Donald Trump's got Asians, blacks, Hispanics, women, everything on his staff. He's proven, it's not even patronizingly so. He just does it. He just goes, hey, let's look at so-and-so. No political calculation, no serious one. Who's best? Who's in line? Let's do something with him. But the left, they want you to believe he's a racist. They are a one-trick pony. Now, as you contemplate that, I want you to go back a month, 2 months ago. What was Donald Trump? It's a quiz. What was he? Donald Trump was an obstructor. Remember that? He was an obstructor. He wasn't a racist. He had said essentially the same comments. He was an obstructor. The other day, I asked a question, a very simple question. Why did we go from Tlaib and Omar and whatever that black chick was? Why do we go from Donald Trump being racist because of that to suddenly it was all about Baltimore and Cummings? Why would the left trade four women of color, okay, to one black dude of color? Why would they do that? They already had the racism meme. They tried to gang them together and say, look at this. Let me tell you why Trump wins. I've already said it. You can go look back in your notes. See, the Tlaib Omar thing was about Americanism. That's why he won. Now, fast forward to Baltimore. You want to know what Baltimore is about? It's about liberalism and how it sucks the life out of everything around it. So, in other words, Donald Trump is fighting for Americanism. He's saying yet again to blacks, what do you have to lose? This is why he's not going to lose. Now, there are people, Kevin, it's pie in the sky, man. The polling, okay, fine. You want to feel that way, feel that way. I'm giving you the reasons that Donald Trump will win. I'm guaranteeing you this. I remember that scene in The Firm where the guy says to Mitch McDear, played by Tom Cruise, you're going to tell me who's going to be the next president? If you could do that, that would really make me, yeah, I'm going to tell you who's going to be the next president. It's going to be the same president. The same one that's making your stock market go through the roof. Oh, Kevin, the stock market took a beating the other day. Really? A beating from what? From its previous high? Okay, go. Drop 500 points. Ooh, I'm so scared. The economy. The economy is going to be fine. Trust me. So the Democrats have racism now on retread. And they now, let me recap. We've gone from 4 women of color to 1 black dude of color to Donald Trump being responsible for white nationalists shooting Mexicans. That's what we've gone from. In other words, you had some pretty good strategies when it comes to racism. He had four women of color that Donald Trump said, go back. You had a black dude who Donald Trump said, he's got a rat-infested ghetto is what he's doing, is what he's overseeing. And they trade all that in for a group of innocuous Mexicans? See, what I'm trying to say to you, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, is that doesn't make sense. That's like saying, I'm going to trade in my royal flush for your full house. And I'll tell you why they're doing it. They're having to trade it in because there is no such thing as a royal flush anymore for leftism when it comes to racism. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Susan Page with the USA Today says the evacuation affected a lot of people.
Thousands of people worked in that area. Hundreds of people were surely in the building at the point of the evacuation. It includes not only Gannett and USA Today, but also some other businesses that lease offices in that building.
President Trump and the First Lady are on their way to El Paso, Texas. Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, wants this visit to be non-political.
I've been trying to avoid politicizing any part of this. I don't think it's proper for the families, and it's not reflective of our community.
The mayor was speaking there on Fox News. The president will be meeting with families of victims affected by the mass murder over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had a statement ready, and I think about it right now. I don't know if you all are seeing what's coming out of Texas. America is under attack. America is under attack from homegrown white nationalist terrorism. And we have to talk and act about two things in this country. First of all, we are the only country in the world with more guns than people. It has not made us safer. We can respect the Second Amendment and not allow it to be a death sentence for thousands of Americans. And two, white nationalism is evil. And it is inspiring people to commit murder. And it is being condoned at the highest levels of the American government. And that has to end.
That was Pete Buttigieg, the gay blade, the guy who I actually thought had the best chance of winning the nomination because he's gay and he's young. But he's blown it. He's polling down, you know, 6-7%. He's got nothing to offer. So what does he do? Trump's a racist. He's a racist. Democrats, if that's your strategy, you're toast. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Yeah, it's guns and racism. That's what does it. Well, apply that logic anywhere else. Apply that logic to Chicago. Apply that logic to Cleveland. Apply it everywhere. Apply when black people are killing black people in far greater numbers than anything close to this. I told you guys the other day on the show, Neil deGrasse, Neil Tyson, deGrasse Tyson or something like that? He was talking about the number of people killed in car accidents and, you know, on solar flares. And it's more than any of these. Keep all these mass shootings combined. They're all, you know, the number is small. In comparison, number one, number two, mass shootings are a function of leftist policies. Democrats. It's funny how they never blamed Barack Obama for a mass shooting. They always blame the gun, but Trump comes out and they go, it's his rhetoric. What was it for Trump, for Barack Obama? What created all the mass shootings during his watch? Donald Trump, of course, who wasn't even on the scene. Glad you guys are with me. We're making sense out of all of this. And what you're seeing is the level of desperation the Democrats have. And look, forget what they're talking about. Oh, it's the guns, it's the mass shootings. Forget that. Look at where they go, from where they came to where they are, and how they follow the news cycle. A couple months ago, Trump was going to go down for obstruction. And now suddenly he's just a racist. He's back to being a plain old racist. I want you to reflect back on the election of 2016. What was Donald Trump called? He was called xenophobic. He was called a racist. He was called Islamophobic. He was called a philanderer, a womanizer, and a host of other things. And you know what happened? Donald Trump won against all odds. Donald Trump won with a government who was firmly in control. I mean, run. I'm talking about with an iron black power fist by Barack Obama, who weaponized every clandestine spy agency they could against Donald Trump, including involving foreign governments, and they could not bring this man down. He beat the preemptive president of the United States with everything against him. And now the Democrats want to retread racism. They want to make America believe that a man who is with blacks, browns, you name it, women, and by the way, doing a remarkable job with in the face of everything that he's been going through, they want you to believe he's a racist. That's going to be his downfall. Let me tell you something. I'm not working. I'm not trying to give the Democrats any tips. I don't, because here's the deal. It doesn't matter what I say, they're going to lose. But what I can tell them is this. The strategy of trying to make Trump a racist is unquestionably the biggest loser you could possibly have. Because what you're doing, let me just tell my audience what they're doing. They are pissing off black people. See, I get it. I got it from the time I was 6, 7 years old, that these crazy leftists want me to think I'm stupid and dumb and need their help, blah, 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 and try to make a victim out of me. I've fought it a long time ago. But what's happening is other blacks are starting to get woke. I've told you, go on social media, see a black person about to do a video, and you know what that video is going to tell you? It's not going to be anti-Trump. It ain't going to be, Donald Trump, man, he can kiss my black behind. Donald Trump ain't nothing but black. It'll be, man, Donald Trump is a man, and Donald Trump is doing better for black people. That's what it'll be on their social media platforms. I'm actually surprised they let him out. They let people see him. Folks, I'm giving you the straight skinny. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your Komodo. I want you to really understand where things are. I want the Democrats to know you are pissing off black folks. You are pissing off Americans. We get it. We understand what Donald Trump is doing, and you are making us mad. One of my buddies tweeted, so the El Paso shooter was a white supremacist, but the Dayton shooter, rather, was a leftist. The ICE bomber quoted AOC. The congressional baseball game shooter was a Bernie bro. But according to the media, all the violence is Trump's fault. Disgustingly dishonest. Joe Scarborough said this, for those of you who are funding Donald Trump's reelection campaign, you may want to take note that because you keep writing checks to the president, it's on you because you're funding the white supremacist campaign. Don't be disheartened when you hear nonsense like that. It should actually make you feel good. Because let me tell you something. Yeah, there's a big contingent of the idiots that listen to MSNBC and all that that go for that. But there are people that are on those channels who are looking for the truth. And they're reading between the lines and they're seeing this stuff and they're going, this isn't right. This isn't right. And there are some of them who are smart enough to come over and listen to programs like mine. And then there's you. There's you to remind people, wait a minute. I didn't think Trump was going to go down for his racism. I thought he was going to go down for his obstruction. Yeah, what happened with that? Just for the record, here's what I like to remind you of as well. Think about everything that's happening right now that's going against the left. The media is not telling you, right? Forget the economy's going well. Foreign policy, Trump is winning across the board. I can give you all that stuff. You got more money in your bank. You're feeling good about your health care. You're feeling good about a lot of things in your life that you weren't feeling good about before. Christmas season is going to be coming up, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to spend some money. People are going to spend money. There's going to be jubilance going on, going into 2020. But the biggest thing that's going to happen is as the Democrats keep piling on, he's a racist, he's this, he's that, Trump will continue to make strides. The economy will continue to improve. Things will get better for every segment of the population, particularly those who have been most oppressed. And then suddenly, the hammer's going to fall on the Democrats. And it's going to be investigation after investigation after investigation. And the very people who have said that Donald Trump is a liar, and look at how many times he's lied, look at how many times, and suddenly they're going to get there. It's going to be like somebody just came across and with the hand of God just slapped the living dead. As my grandmother said, I'll slap the lips off you, boy. You got sassy? So my grandmother would say, I'll slap the lips off you. Or she'd say, I'll knock you into next week. That was two of her favorite sayings. So, I want you to understand that all these people, Scarborough, Elizabeth Warren, Buttigieg, O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, all of them, they're going to have to come back and go, like a Jussie Smollett, only far worse, far worse. As much as I don't like that Trump is slow walking this stuff and he's allowing the system to do what it does, there's another side of me that appreciates his patience. There's another side of me that wonders, is Donald Trump doing what he knows? You know, because think about it, the timing of everything that Trump has done during the campaign. Trump would say something and boom, there'd be a terror attack. You know, watch out for these terrorists. Boom, there's a terror attack. This economy is going to, boom, it would tank. You know, whatever he said, it proved out. And people were like, this dude is like psychic. What is he waiting on here? And as much as I, from a timing perspective, I want to see it happen now. I'm like my buddy Carl. I haven't gotten to know from Carl in a while. But I want to see people going down. Well, I think we're about to. And I think when it comes, it'll be the right timing. It'll be perfectly timed for the biggest impact against the Democrats. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to cover this a little bit more. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My question for you, I think the president is responsible for what happened in El Paso because of his rhetoric.
Look, white nationalism is a domestic terrorism threat, and it is a threat that is every bit as big and poses a threat to the United States, very much like foreign terrorism does. The president has embraced white nationalists. He has encouraged white nationalists. He is there with white nationalists, and when white nationalists embrace him and call him their friend, you know, I take them at their word on that.
And do you think that he is a white nationalist?
Well, he certainly has done everything that the white nationalists have wanted him to do. The white nationalists have celebrated him. And since he has been in office, since he has engaged in one ugly statement after another, day after day, we've seen hate crimes on the rise. We've seen this kind of domestic terrorism on the rise. This is where we are right now, are the actions of a white nationalist. And they put us all at risk. They put this entire country at risk.
Don't you love it? You got to love the way the left, they won't answer the question. They can spew out venomous accusations knowing they're baseless. But do they offer any evidence? She was asked point blank, is he responsible for El Paso? It's a simple question, yes or no. And you know the answer, America, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Of course he's not. Any more than Barack Obama is responsible for the drive-bys happening in Chicago. But I can tell you what is responsible for the drive-bys happening in Chicago. leftism. I can tell you what is responsible for the mass shootings happening in America, leftism. There is no doubt about it. And here's the sad part about all this, and this, you know, this Fox deal with me not being able to go on, is that there's nobody really hitting this stuff right in the face. I mean, can you imagine, by the way, I will start doing CNN and MSNBC again soon. Because, you know, Fox needs to understand what they miss. But here's the point. Nobody is on these panels talking about, are you people losing your minds? Trying to blame Trump and make him out to be a white nationalist is ruining your party. It's ruining this country. And in fact, there's much more evidence that what you do and foments more racism and violence than anything else it being done by anybody. You're the people doing it. And you should be ashamed of yourselves. There's nobody saying that to Scarborough or Mika Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski actually had the nerve to say that Dana Loesch, a good friend of mine, is threatening her family. It was hysterical. I said, the only way Dana could threaten you is if she said she was going to take away your Botox doctor or something. Are you kidding me? These people are amazing. She says white nationalism is a domestic terrorist threat. Let me ask you, America, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you afraid of white nationalists? I would really like to know. Because let me tell you something. On my list of scared, which I'm not scared of anything, but I'm just saying, if I had to make a list of the things that bother me on the terror front, white nationalists isn't even on it. I'm not concerned about white nationalists. And here's what's funny about it is, we shouldn't even be talking about it. It, for the most part, it doesn't exist. It is a made-up figment. It is real in terms of the real threat to American security as Russian collusion was with Donald Trump. That's how real it is. How pathetic of these people. It's as much as foreign terrorism. And when she's pressed, well, they embrace him. Name me one so-called white nationalist that embraces Trump. Name me a white nationalist that Trump embraced. Because it doesn't matter who embraces you. You don't have to embrace back. I don't have to kiss you back. Just because your lips are touching mine doesn't mean I'm kissing you back. Right? I do have some pretty lips. This is amazing to me that we are having this discussion. And what's really funny to me is the left thinks that they're actually winning this discussion. Kamala Harris fundraised on the shootings. You want to talk about trying to politicize something? She's fundraising on it. These tragic shootings are the reason that you need to be funding my campaign. If they had any scruples... Yeah. What can I say? Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, Beto O'Rourke. Using El Paso as a campaign stop. Did you hear what he said? Well, he played this clip earlier in the broadcast. Let's play it again. It's worth it. Because he chastises the media. But and he thinks he's making a stand. He thinks that this is going to resonate in his so-called presidential campaign.
He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like, members of the press, what the f***? Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what he's been doing in this country. He's not tolerating racism. He is promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence. He's inciting racism and violence in this country.
O'Rourke, a fake and a fraud. If the Democrats had any amount of pride, they would be embarrassed by this guy. They'd be embarrassed to take this Willy Wonka. I mean, I'm talking about, this dude is a grifter. He is a professional con man, and the Democrats actually believed that he was going to be of some note going forward. I mean, it's crazy to me that they would even consider this. But that's, hey, such is the party. In 2016, Republicans in the Senate voted unanimously to ban people from buying guns who were on the FBI terror watch list. The NRA supported it. Every single Democrat voted against it. But they will tell you they're looking for solutions, right? bump stocks gun, you know, loophole, the gun show loophole, whatever. But when it comes to banning, actually doing something and saying you can't have a gun if you, you know, based on what I just said earlier, if you're on the terrorist watch list, they do nothing. I mentioned earlier, a black teen seen menacing white folks in his neighborhood. I don't want to see white people in my hood shooting at their cars. What do the left do? Nothing. You're not going to hear anything about that unless you're listening to my show. And the Daytona, let's go back to the Daytona guy, the Dayton guy. I keep saying Daytona. Dayton, Ohio, where my buddy Joe the plumber is from. Killed by the police in Dayton, Ohio, after he shot 9 people, including his sister, wounding more than 2 others during a display of hostility years earlier, his former high school classmates say. According to reports, Connor Betts was suspended twice back in high school after compiling a hit list of classmates he wanted to kill and a rape list of those he wanted to sexually assault. This guy should have been a Democratic contender. A kill list and a rape list. This dude must have wanted to be president. He must have wanted to run with Hillary as a vice presidential candidate. Hillary got the kill list. Bill got the rape list. Man, this dude was a perfect Democrat. And, you know, it's funny. You're not going to hear a lot about him. Yeah, because it turned out he's an Antifa supporter. He is lefty. Man, I mean, this dude wouldn't know right if you pointed the direct. Go that way. No, I can only go left. Wow. Democrat, you must be proud. You must be very proud of your sexual assaulter. A kill list and a rape list. The Dayton Daily News, he said he wouldn't dispute the information. They believe, I mean, he admits, yes, I had a kill list and a rape list. Wow, sickos. And what's funny, they knew it. They knew he was crazy. How many times have we found out after the fact through their social media, open to the public, that old boy who shot up something or killed somebody or whatever had already talked about it on social media. And everybody knew it. His mom knew it. His dad knew it. His sisters, his brothers, his cousins, his friends, his acquaintances, people associated with him. They all knew it. There's nothing new when it comes to leftists. They are predictable. And let me tell you, if they don't have a weapon, they are the biggest wimps on the planet. You heard it here at the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Every time one of these clowns challenges me, I say, look, you know what I look like. They don't even have a picture on their avatar. So you know what I look like. I don't travel with bodyguards. Where are you folks? Where are you bad behind dudes, right? Talking all that smack. Anyway, there's a lot more to meets the eye with a lot of these things, folks. Trust and believe we are winning this battle. Conservatives, that is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.